As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet, "Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and a colt the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the ground, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the ground. The crowds that went ahead of them and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Now, you may have wondered why we call all of the rest of this week different names. Palm Sunday, if you go from Palm Sunday to Easter, it's nothing but party to party, right? And if you go from Palm Sunday to Easter, you miss all of the rest of what has happened. There's all the parts in the temple, but most importantly, there's what happens on Thursday and Friday. Maundy Thursday and Good Friday. Maundy Thursday, where he gives us different pieces of scripture in our sacrament of communion. Today, and what many theologians and what many churches celebrate, is a reminder not only of the palms, but of the passion. Reminding us that it isn't just from party to party, but there is a journey to get from one to the other. And so with that, the road was hard. And it was deliberate. And as Jesus went, it took more and more from him. In the shelter of each other, that the people live, and in the shadow of each other that the people live, we know that sometime we are alone, and sometimes we are in community. Sometimes we are in shadow. And sometimes we are surrounded by shelter. Sometimes we feel like exiles in our land, in our languages, and in our bodies. And sometimes we feel surrounded by welcome. As we seek to be human together, may we share the things that do not fade. Generosity, truth-telling, silence, respect, and love. And may the power we share be for the good of all. We honor God, the source of this rich life, and we honor each other, storyful and lovely. Whether in our shadow or in our shelter, may we live well and fully with each other. Amen. Then came the day of the unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go make preparations for us to eat the Passover." "Where do you want us to prepare for it?" they asked. "Where do you want us to he replied, "As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house as he enters, and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, all furnished. Make preparations there." They left and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. And when the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table. And as he said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat the Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." And after taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink it again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took the bread and gave thanks, and he broke it, and he gave to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But the hand of him who is going to betray me is with mine on the table. The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed, but woe to that man who betrays him." They began to question among themselves which of them it might be and who would do this. "Do you know that the table was prepared for you?" Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. When he rose from prayer, he went to his disciples. And he went out as usual to the Mount of Olives. And his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing to take this cup from me, yet not my will but yours be done." An angel of heaven appeared to him, strengthened him, and being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer, he went back to the disciples and found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." Have you ever felt like I was being called by God to do something that I didn't want to do? Let's pray. Jesus, you sometimes left so that people could face themselves. May we face ourselves in the wilderness and the world and recognize the forces that drive us so that they do not always drive us. Amen. While he was still speaking, a crowd came up, and the man who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus asked him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" And when Jesus' followers saw what was going to happen, they said, "Lord, should we strike with our swords?" And one of them struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his right ear. But Jesus answered, "No more of this," and he touched the man's ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple guard, and the elders who had come for him, "Am I leading a rebellion that you have come with swords and clubs? Every day I was with you in the temple courts, and you did not lay a hand on me. But this is your hour, when darkness reigns." When have I harmed or betrayed someone else? When have I been hurt or betrayed? Why? How did I feel? Let us pray. God of all humanity, in times of violence, we see how inhuman we can be. We pray for those who today are weighed down by grief. We pray for those who yesterday were weighed down by grief, and the day before, and all the days before that. We pray too for those who help us turn towards justice and peace. Turn us all towards justice and peace, because we need it. Amen. Then seizing him, they led him back away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance. And when some there had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. The servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, "This man was with him, but he denied it." "Woman, I don't know him," he said. A little later, someone else saw him and said, "You also are one of them." "Man, I am not," Peter replied. About an hour later, another asserted, "Certainly this man, this fellow, was with them, for he is a Galilean." Peter replied, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about." And just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. And then Peter remembered the word that the Lord had spoken to him. Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me 3 times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. Someone else has let me down. When was a time that I let myself or others down? When was a time that God of the accused and the accusing Let's pray. The God who made the mouths and the ears and the hearts of all the conflict is always at hand. May we turn ourselves toward that which must be heard, because there we will hear your voice, Lord. Amen. At daybreak, the council of the elders and of the people, both the chief priests and the teachers of the law, met together. And Jesus was led before them. "If you are the Messiah," they said, "tell us." And Jesus answered, "If I tell you, you will not believe me. And I asked you, and if I asked you, you would not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the mighty God." And they all asked, "Are you then the Son of God?" He replied, "You say that I am." And then they said, "Why do we need any more testimony? We have heard it from his own lips." And the whole assembly rose and led him off to Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, "We have found this man subverting our nation. He opposes payment to taxes to Caesar and claims to be the Messiah, a king." And so Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "You have said so," Jesus replied. Then Pilate announced to the chief priests and the crowd, "I find no basis for a charge against this man." But they insisted, "He stirs up the people all over Judea for it by his teaching, and he started in Galilee and has come all the way here." On hearing this, Pilate asked if the man was a Galilean, and when he learned that Jesus was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him off to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem at that time. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was greatly pleased, because for a long time he had been wanting to see him. And from what he had heard about him, he hoped to see him perform a sign of some sort. He plied him with many questions, and Jesus gave him no answer. The chief priests and the teachers of the law were standing there, vehemently accusing him. Then Herod and the soldiers ridiculed and mocked him, dressing him in an elegant robe, and then sent him back to Pilate. That day, Herod and Pilate became friends. Before this, they had been enemies. Then seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance, and Herod there had kindled the fire. About an hour later, another asserted, "Certainly, this fellow was with him." Someone else has let me down. when have I done that is easy? Or what other people were doing because this was the right thing or the hard thing or the unpopular thing? Let's pray. Gods of Pilate, you're loud and lazy, following the fashion of the day, making lies out of the love, and making mockeries out of meaning. So often we follow you. May we instead follow the small whisper, even when we barely hear it, even believe it when it hurts. Because this is what it means. This is what love is. Amen. But with loud shouts, they insistently demanded that he be crucified, and their shouts prevailed. So Pilate decided to grant their demand. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder. When they asked for and surrendered Jesus to their will, and they released Barabbas to them. But he had Jesus flogged and handed over to be crucified. When have I unfairly judged someone else? When have I felt unfairly judged? Burden God, who bore the weight of wood on torn shoulders. We pray for the torn and the burdened today, that they may be held together by guts and goodness, because you were held together by guts and goodness. Amen. As the soldiers led him away, they see Simon from Cyrene, who was on his way from the country, and put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. A large number of people followed him, including a woman who mourned and wailed for him. Jesus turned and said to them, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children. For the time will come when you will say, 'Blessed are the childless women, the wombs that never bore and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.'" Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed, and when they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there along with the two criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." And he divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching. The rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself. If he's God's Messiah, the chosen one." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine, vinegar, and said, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." There was written notice above him, which read, "This is the king of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God?" he said, "since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve, but this man has done nothing." Then Jesus said, "Remember me." Then he said to Jesus, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus answered him, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." When have I felt like I was in a place of darkness or death? Let us pray. Jesus of Nazareth, this cross was a torture, and it only gives life because you made it hollow. Bring life to us, especially when we are in places of the dead, because you brought life even to the instruments of death. Amen. It was now about noon, and the darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m, for the sun stopped shining. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out in a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And when he had said this, he breathed his last. The centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, "Surely, this was a righteous man." When all the people who had gathered to witness this sight saw what took place, they beat their breasts and went away. But all those who knew him, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching these things. When have I lost a person or a pet or something with great meaning? Let us pray. Jesus, you never grew old. Always a young man, and most of us grow older than you did. When lives are cut short, the living question, the meaning of living. May we live with meaning, even when meaning fades. Making meaning so that we have something to live for. Amen. Now, there was a man named Joseph. He was a member of the council, a good and upright man, who had not consented to their decision and action. He came from the Judean town of Arimathea, and he himself was waiting for the kingdom of God. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body. Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen cloth, and placed it in the tomb, cut in the rock, one in which no one had yet been laid. It was preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin. The women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed Joseph and saw the tomb and how his body was laid in it. Then they went home and prepared spices and perfumes. But they rested on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandment. Let us pray. Jesus of the unexpected, this is not what your followers imagined. Yet even at the end, you kept steady in your conviction. Jesus, keep us steady. keep us steady because Jesus. Amen.